we return to Jack's Garage, an exclusive look inside Roush Fenway Racing on Sirius NASCAR Radio's Dialed In with Claire B. Lang. Now, here's Claire B. Lang.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm.
Welcome back to Dialed In. We'll get back to your phone calls after Chasing History at the top of the hour. Oh, I want to wrangle with you, but I want to go to Dwayne Ryder Zirkle, the hauler driver for the Fastenal 17 team. Dwayne, otherwise known as Ryder, let's talk about what this swing means to hauler drivers like you, and how has it been for you? I rode in your rigs last year on the West Coast swing. How has this one been this year?
Claire, it has just been a ball. Quite of an experience getting out here. When we first left North Carolina, you know, it's a 2,800-mile run. You're against the clock the whole time anyway. But we hit wind, we hit rain, we hit sleet, we hit every kind of weather you can think of. We come across Flagstaff and hit a snowstorm. But we got a schedule to meet, so we had to keep moving, and we got on into Las Vegas and was meeted there with some of the greatest people in the world there. I mean, just we were greeted, we were treated well and everything, and we were just glad to be there. And even from the trip down there to here, you know, just a little five-hour ride, beautiful, beautiful country, got here and got greeted as soon as we got here and got in the parking lots. So it's just been an awesome trip altogether.
Talk about the swapping of items, you know, getting ready for this race, how you guys did it there, and then the trip back, all that it entails.
Okay, normally the truck carries everything it's entitled to, you know, to make the race perform. You got the race cars, you got the parts, you got the pieces, you got the drive shafts, the gears, the motors, you got everything in the truck for that race. And what a lot of people don't realize, everything on that truck is only good for that race. It has to come off each time. So when we're on the West Coast, we cannot get back home and get back out here in time. So we have support trucks come to us. And while the race is going on, the truck drivers, actually, we roll off the race cars off the support truck. We roll all the race cars off our truck. We take all the parts, the pieces, the gears, the transmissions, radiators, motors, and everything. We put on that truck, send it back home. We take all that stuff, put on our truck. And then as soon as the race is over, we'll take the race cars from that race. We'll put it on the truck so they can go back home and do all their work on it and get it prepared for another race, hopefully, if you haven't destroyed it. But it's quite a little event to get everything swapped over and keep moving.
Where'd you do all the swapping, and what will happen with the California stuff then?
Okay, we do all the swapping right at the racetrack. They will bring the support trucks in, and soon as they get what we call the last car on the grid, as soon as your cars get through inspection and everything, that's when they'll turn us loose and they'll say, okay, truck drivers, you guys can start moving and start moving parts and pieces and everything. We'll get it onto the truck. While the race is going on, you know, the truck drivers are doing all this and all. We've got some other support drivers that come along for the help and everything, because it's quite an event. But we'll swap everything over, usually during the race or right after the race. You know, it drags into after the race a little bit. And then we kind of close the door and kind of move on. When we get here after the Phoenix race, we will do the same thing again. The support truck will meet us at the track. We'll take all their stuff off, put it in the parking lot, take all our stuff off and put it in that truck, and we'll completely swap everything. Cars, transmissions, motors, gears, every piece in the truck again.
That's just unbelievable. And the last thing I want to ask you, sense of pride for all the hauler drivers in the garage when you get home after California, successfully having done all of this for the West Coast swing, right?
Yeah, it's quite an event. You know, we get home, and actually, as soon as we hit the door, they'll start rolling stuff off the truck. I mean, they're waiting on us. We'll come in the parking lot blowing horns. We've been on the West Coast for 3 weeks, and we're glad to get back home. We've been gone, you know, close to a month on the road. But they'll roll the stuff right off the truck and start getting everything cleaned up and putting all the new stuff back on, and then we'll be prepared to go to Martinsville again on Thursday.
I got to tell you, I really appreciate you taking our call tonight. It was the flavor of the story that had to be told. Ryder, thanks for helping to tell it on behalf of the hauler drivers, those shiny big rigs that haul the race cars for NASCAR. Good luck this weekend. And Ryder, I will see you in the garage, okay?
All right. Thank you, Claire. And you guys have a good time. And we thank you for all the support and everything. And just we appreciate everything.
Next time I'm going to ride with you, okay? I'm going to take another ride with you, so get ready.
You have to. You really have to. And the way you opened your thing there with Riders on the Storm, that was perfect. That's cool.